This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
You're listening to Phoenix Radio, and we're doing another USQ Goes Back to School live on Phoenix Radio Online. I'm your host, Joe Darren, and Jack will be on just a little bit later. Before we get started, USQ would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land in which we gather and pay our respect to the elders past, present, and emerging. I'd also like to extend that respect to any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here today. For this week's Go Back to School, we are live at the wonderful St. Mary's College, Ipswich, for the first time. We'll be getting to know more about the school and what makes St. Mary's so great here in the next hour. As this is the last day of Term 3 at St. Mary's, we'll be feeling the excitement from the students when they go on lunch break. With me right now are current Year 11 students, Ashley and Ashley. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, you can also call us Ashley Squared 2 if you like.
They'll also be asking questions to my current guest. She is the Principal of St. Mary's, Miss Judith Finan. Well, lovely to have you.
Great to be here.
So how long have you been Principal of St. Mary's now?
I've been Principal since 2015.
Sorry, Mrs. Finan, what do you love about being the Principal at St. Mary's College?
There's so much energy at St. Mary's. It's a wonderful community of girls that really want to do their best and be confident and find compassion in their life every day. It gives me energy just being here every day, and I'm surrounded by wonderful students and great staff. So where would you be? Anywhere else?
Yes, we can certainly second that.
That is very true. And why should someone choose to come to St. Mary's College?
That's a really good question. I think many parents worry about what's the best fit for their daughters as they come into high school. I think St. Mary's is a great safe place to learn, and girls, all young people, like to feel safe when they learn. And then they can really flourish in a place where they can be their very best and achieve their very best. So St. Mary's College is a safe, enthusiastic place where there's heaps of energy.
Could you tell us a bit about your professional journey and how you became the principal today at St. Mary's?
I started my teaching career in Tasmania, and I worked in co-educational schools. And then I moved to Queensland in 2002. And from there, I started working in Catholic education in Toowoomba, and all girls. It was my first experience of being in an all-girls environment since I went to school in an all-girls environment. So I really enjoyed the difference it offered for me to work and focus just on girls' education. And that's really been a passion of mine since 2002. So I've worked at St. Saviour's College in Toowoomba, St. Ursula's College in Toowoomba, and then I've been so fortunate to come to this wonderful community in Ipswich, St. Mary's College.
That's very interesting. I certainly just learnt something new about you there, Mrs. Finan. St. Mary's College is a school that was founded on the Mercy tradition, making education very important to our community. So what makes a St. Mary's education unique?
I was fortunate enough to go to Ireland last year to see where the story of the Mercy tradition started, and that's in Dublin. Catherine McCauley founded the Sisters of Mercy right back in the 1840s, and since then the Mercy tradition, the Mercy ministries have spread right around the world, particularly in education and in medical services and hospitals. So the Mercy tradition is all around kindness, looking out for others, finding a need and meeting that need. And what we want our girls at St. Mary's College is to be outward focused, to see where service and mission will make a big difference in the lives of everybody, but particularly the marginalised, the poor, and those people who don't have access to the wonderful services they should all have access to.
So with COVID-19 being a bit of a problem, not just learning at school, but also with not being able to show off the school for future students, I heard the schools are introducing Twilight Tours. Can you give us a bit more info what that is?
Yes, well, we couldn't have our wonderful open day that we have, or open evening that we normally have back in May. And COVID has put a whole range of restrictions on visitors to the school. So it's been very difficult with us to come up with a format that suits our families. So we're running Twilight Tours for families in a COVID-safe way. So they can book online to come with their daughters around the school in October and get to meet me and get to meet our great products, like the two Ashleys here beside me, and see what the school has to offer. So I hope everybody takes the opportunity to visit the school on the Twilight Tours.
It definitely is an experience. It's going to be amazing. And there are so many things that you can be proud of as the principal of St. Mary's College. But what is something that you'd think the students and staff at the college have done really well during these uncertain times?
Look, I think I was really proud of our staff taking up the online delivery of their programs back in April and May. that was really tough. You know, if you said to staff at the beginning of the year, look, part of the year you're going to be teaching your students at home online, I imagine a lot of the staff have gone, oh, how are we going to do that? That sounds really unreasonable. And here we are, we had to do it, and they did it in such a wonderful way. So I'm very proud of the staff, but equally proud of the girls because they kept focused on their learning and there was every reason for them not to. And we've seen no real gap or problem with the fact that they were off campus during that time. So I'm really proud that St Mary's girls persisted through that really difficult time and we've been able to come out the other end with really positive results.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Judy, and wish the best of luck for these Twilight Tours.
Thank you very much, and can I thank USQ for your wonderful time here at the school. It's wonderful hosting you when this we haven't been able to have many hosts or many people here at the school during the year, so thank you very much.
And also thank you both the Ashleys for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having us. We loved being here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Coming up next, we'll get to know how much St Mary's has to offer in terms of the flexible pathways you can take as a student here and about the collaborative agreement the college signed with USQ recently. You're listening to Phoenix Radio Goes Back to School on Phoenix Radio Live from St Mary's College, Ipswich. And here's a performance from St Mary's own show choir. Here's Miss Cover Mountain.
St Mary's performing Mist Covered Mountain. I'm Jack and you're listening to USQ Goes Back to School live right here at St Mary's College, Ipswich. If you are just tuning in now, don't worry, this whole show will be available to listen back to later today on all our social media platforms. That's at Phoenix Radio on Twitter, Phoenix Radio Live on Instagram and Phoenix Radio Australia on Facebook. I'm joined by St Mary's very own Year 11 student, Hannah. How are you, Hannah?
Good, thank you. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we are very well. And we're also joined by several Year 11 students. Please welcome Sahana, Casey and Tamika. How are you all doing today?
Pretty good, Grace.
Each of these students specialise in different fields of study that they passionately pursue. Yeah.
Sahana, I understand you're involved with Specialist Maths Online Studies. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and why you chose to pursue it?
Yeah, so when I was in year 10, I really liked doing maths, and so I decided, okay, for year 11 and 12, I'm going to take on an extra maths subject, so I decided to do Specialist. And it's actually an online program, so I just watch videos from a different teacher, like in their classroom, and just go along with that using some workbooks. And it's really interesting, and a lot of the stuff we learn we can apply to like real life as well. And I'm thinking of pursuing a pathway in like engineering and aviation, and having that specialist math knowledge will like help me later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because you're also involved in the Certificate 2 in Engineering and the Certificate 3 in Aviation, like remote piloting. What do you plan on doing once you leave school and how do those relate to that line of work?
Yes, I'm also, you know how I'm thinking of doing a pathway in Aviation?
Yep.
So having that, I learn about a lot of like basic concepts and principles I can use later on.
Yep.
And also when you complete the cert, you can go and you get an automatic... like intro into like USQ later on with the aviation cert, and that's like another backup option later on when I graduate.
Casey, you are currently undertaking a blended pathway offering here at St. Mary's. Why did you choose a pathway that combines ATAR subjects and certificate courses, and how do you want to use these skills after you graduate?
Yeah, so I'm currently doing a Cert 3 in Health along with my general subjects, and I chose to do this as it's going to provide me with transferable skills that I can take into any industry. I find it incredibly important to be able to help people in any situation, and having things like a first aid certificate, which we received at the start of this term, and knowing basic health procedures will benefit me in any any course of life that I choose to follow. So once I graduate, I'm looking at a possible career in education, and I think that in any industry centered around human interaction, it's vital to be able to administer aid when needed, and yeah, that's something that I'm learning a lot in health, so.
Yeah, cool. And now, Tamika, I understand you are beginning the new English extension class next semester, which is I love because English is something very close to my heart. Do you know why I was introduced, and why did you choose to apply for it?
Yeah, much of my cohort is very passionate about English and we're doing so well in English General. And the wonderful Miss Gower was very passionate about setting up their English extension class.
Is Miss Gower here?
Yeah, she is today.
Shout out to Miss Gower.
Shout out to Miss Gower, thank you. She very much was the driving push to setting up the class and we're very thankful. And yeah, due to the nature of the subject, it is very independent and we've had to drop one of our subjects from Unit 1 and 2 to pick it up. And so we're having a class every Tuesday from 3 till 5. And unlike most of our other classes, it's more like a uni lecture due to like the nature of it. And during Unit 3, going in from term Year 10 into Year 11, I actually did a USQ course with the Head Start program and I was very successful in that and I love the independent nature. And when the expression of interest for English Gen Extension came out, I knew I had to put my hand up to join.
Yeah. Thank you three for joining us and thank you, Hannah. I'm sure you'll make a great journalist. Is that the goal? Journalism?
Yeah.
Okay. And so thank you for joining us and stay tuned to you listening on the radio because Joe will be right back to talk to the students about the initiatives undertaken to ensure that they can still find joy in their day-to-day learning. This is Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz and De La Soul. I'm Jack and you're listening to Phoenix Radio's USQ Goes Back to School right here on phoenixradio.com.au live from St. Mary's College Ipswich.
This entire show will be available to listen back later today on our social medias like Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, so be sure to keep an eye out for that. Joe here, back again, and joining me this time is Year 10 student Estelle. Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
And she'll be joining me for our next interview with my current guest, Ms. Erin Gower.
Hello.
And College Vice Captain Kate.
Hello.
And College Mission Captain Bailey.
Good morning.
So we'll be talking about the staff and student initiatives that you have here at St. Mary's and we'd like to hear your thoughts on what those are and what they mean to the school.
As we all know, 2020 has been a really challenging year. The students and staff at St. Mary's College usually have many team and community spirit events that occur throughout the year. However, this year they have not been able to happen. But we hear from the staff and students that they have created new initiatives such as gratitude journals, Fun Fashion Friday, Happiness Happens Day, and much more to find the joy during these times. So I'm going to ask about those individually.
Awesome.
Bailey. Oh. Bailey, could you please tell us more about the gratitude journals? What made you decide to use the gratitude journals and what has been the response?
Yeah, so definitely. Our school captain, Danielle Stark, early this year implemented the gratitude journals.
each Friday in pastoral care classes, the girls take a couple minutes to write in their gratitude journal, writing down 3 to 5 things they're grateful for this week, as well as a random act of kindness. We decided to implement the gratitude journals because gratitude is just such an easy thing to forget during your busy days. And it's just a great way to remember to be grateful for your education. And it's a really good way to reflect, especially with the random act of kindness. If I find it difficult to think of a random act of kindness I did that week, it gives me motivation and drive to do more acts of kindness, so it's not hard to remember the next week. And the response has definitely been positive. I know in mornings when we might forget to do them, the year sevens are always, oh, we have to do our gratitude journals, and they're straight onto it. They're really excited about it.
Yeah, I really got a lot out of that too. Miss Gower, we hear the staff have been involved in Fun Fashion Fridays. What is this? What kind of things do the teachers dress up as for Fun Fashion Friday?
So, Fun Fashion Fridays was an initiative that one of our pastoral leaders, Margarita Lemon, decided to bring into the school. And we started doing this whilst students were online learning, because us teachers were very sad and very lonely without all of our students. So each week we have a different theme that we dress as. And we've had all sorts of really exciting things. Like one week we got to wear our Christmas jumpers. Last week we wore our school uniforms. We've dressed up as our football teams. All sorts of different things that we do. And I've heard a little rumour that next term there's going to be a 90s day, so I've purchased myself some overalls. And it's always really as exciting as teachers to try and think of something to wear to school.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed like all the different creativity that all the teachers have come up with.
Yeah, it's always a good time, and I love hearing students guess what the theme is whenever we walk into a classroom. They're always like, what are all the teachers wearing today?
Especially Mr. Wilson.
Oh yeah, Mr. Wilson, his outfits, you just can't miss them.
And I will throw to Kate now, what is Happiness Happens Day and how do the staff and students get involved?
Yeah, so Happiness Happens Day was an initiative brought about by the student leaders, which is the group of 10 students in grade 12 who have a captaincy. But Happiness Happens Day was pretty much just a day to celebrate all things happy. It was an opportunity for our college students to interact with each other and to build strong connections. So in this day, students were allowed to dress up in their favourite accessories, so hair accessories, to really express themselves and to put a little bit of colour, you know, into everyday life. We had speakers playing a lot of music in the Rose Garden at lunchtime, and we had a lot of dancing. We had a couple of dance battles between some grade 7s and grade 12s, but it definitely like brought them together, and it was really good to see the grade 12s with the grade 7s.
Absolutely.
Building those connections. We also had another activity where we had a sheet of paper, like long butcher's piece of paper, and we wrote down something that makes us happy. And just by doing that little activity, it really allowed us to reflect on the personal experiences within our school and how that little activity that we wrote down made us happy. But it was a really beautiful day. The sun was out, blue sky, it was really fun, and I hope it continues.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think we're definitely going to make sure it does.
Yeah, it was really great.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my next question. Will you look to continue this initiative in the years to come? And that's for all of you.
I think all of the initiatives that we've spoken about, I think that, you know, our current Year 12s have really started a lot of traditions that I think we're going to try and continue on into the next couple of years because they've been so successful. And if we can do it during a COVID year, of course we can keep doing it.
Absolutely.
That's all the time we've got right now. Thank you so much for your time, and keep up the good job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so everyone here at St. Mary's, let's give them all a round of applause for being here. Yeah, sweet. Thank you, Estelle, for your help as well.
Thank you for having me once
and,
again.
Everyone, one more time for Estelle. Soon after this, we'll be learning about mission activities at St. Mary's College and how students are involved in fundraising and charitable work. You're listening to USQ Goes Back to School on Phoenix Radio live from St. Mary's College, Ipswich.
You're listening to USQ Goes Back to School, and you are joining us live here at St. Mary's College, Ipswich. I'm your host, Jack, and I'm joined by my co-host and Year 8 student at the school, Talia. How are you, Talia?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. And if you are just tuning in now, don't worry, because this show, whole show, will be available to listen back to later on all our social media platforms. And you can find us at Phoenix Radio on Twitter, Phoenix Radio Live on Instagram, and Phoenix Radio Australia on Facebook. Please welcome the Campus Minister, Felicity Jones. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. And we are also joined by a few students involved in mission endeavours at St Mary's, Olivia and Georgia.
Hello.
Felicity, as the Campus Minister, you work closely with mission and social justice endeavours of the college. Could you tell us a little bit about your role and also the importance of mission and service for St Mary's College?
Yeah, absolutely. So my role as Campus Minister here at St Mary's really includes journeying with the girls spiritually. So the mission, service, faith areas of the school is where I work, just connecting people into that those areas of college life. Yep. So, yeah. The importance of mission and service at St Mary's, I think it's quite grand. We are, you know, founded on a mercy tradition, and you know, within that mercy tradition, one of our pillars is actually mission. So with that, you know, all the things that we're involved in, the service we give back to our communities, we really are fulfilling that the Christian call, you know, as Christians, yeah. Christ tells us to love our neighbours. So, you know, through the mission activities here at St Mary's, we're really able to give back to our community, to love our brothers and sisters out there who are less fortunate than us through the mission and service area. So we are really lucky that we can provide that for students. I'm really blessed in this role, and I love being able to work with our students in that capacity. I was actually a student here myself a few years ago, and so it's been amazing to come back here in this role because I really valued the mission and service area of the school when I was here. I think it really added something to my experience at St. Mary's, so I'm really quite blessed to be here to be able to work with our students in the areas of mission and service.
Olivia, how have senior students become involved in the mission and service areas of the college?
Thank you for this question. This year there's been many different activities throughout the school. The most recent one we contributed to was Mercy Day. Mercy Day is usually celebrated on the 24th of September, but considering that's on the holidays, we celebrated yesterday on the 17th. This day is about celebrating the five pillars of mercy that we have at St. Mary's: education, spirituality, community, hospitality, and mission as mission. An activity that Year 10 students, such as myself, had participated in was making poems and rhymes for kids in Cambodia who were trying to learn English. These specific teaching skills, helping tools, were going to a school that St. Mary's had visited during their Cambodia immersion. This school had just recently burnt down, which we are trying to help them with getting more tools such as these rhymes to help them learn English more.
Yeah, wow.
Some more initiatives that St. Mary's contributes in is Rosie's Outreach, Vinny's Sleepout, nursing home visits, and tutoring the young children at Leichhardt State School.
That's absolutely lovely, Georgia. Olivia, sorry. Now, Georgia, what are some of the benefits of being involved in the social justice initiatives of the college?
There are so many different benefits of being involved in the social justice initiatives at the college. Personally, it gives me a sense of belonging. Going out and giving back to my community helps me feel like part of St. Mary's.
That's really nice. As the students here at the college, what does being a Catholic mean to you?
To me, Olivia, it means getting involved without being asked. It also means giving a helping hand to someone that needs it. It's getting involved in making differences to people's lives. And at St. Mary's, our theme for this year is Care for Creation. It means dearly to everyone at St. Mary's heart because it is allowing everyone to care for the earth that we live on. In the Student Representative Council and the Social Justice Team, we have been putting forward a lot of initiatives to help for the care of creation.
That's really awesome. Thank you, Felicity, and thank you to Georgia and Olivia. And also, thank you to my fellow host, Talia.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries at all. Stick around, because just around the corner, Detective Joe from Durrant Affair investigates the cultural aspects and activities of the college. I'm Jack. You're listening to Phoenix Radio Goes Back to School, coming live from St. Mary's College Ipswich, right here on phoenixradio.com.au. And this is a performance from the St. Mary's Show Choir, The Sky is Crying on the Sea.
What an incredible performance from the St. Mary's Show Choir. You're back listening to USQ Back to School live at St. Mary's College, Ipswich, and I am Joe Durran. I can tell the school has a lot to offer, not just in the curriculum, but the extracurricular programs as well. Joining me now is Year 9 student Amy. Welcome on.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
She's joining me to help get to know how great the extracurricular activities at St. Mary's are, specifically in the cultural program. But how will we know that? Joining you guys are our guests at this time. How about you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, everyone. I'm Courtney Fook. I'm the cultural program leader here at the college. And sitting next to me right now is Holly Scanlon, one of our Year 11 cultural students.
Yeah, lovely meeting you both. And they're going to give us all the info on what St. Mary's has to offer in the cultural department. So to start us off, how exactly is the cultural program here at St. Mary's all about?
So, in addition to the wide variety of curriculum arts offerings that we offer at St. Mary's College, we also have a dynamic, vibrant and diverse range of activities in the extracurricular cultural program, which is designed to enhance students' learning, enjoyment and a sense of achievement. We have a long list of cultural activities, from dance troupe to show choir, our journalism media team, debating, the list goes on. There's also a range of cultural opportunities that we consider our combined colleges programs. So those are run in partnership with our brother school, St. Edmunds, across the road. So these include our combined colleges string ensemble and our, renowned combine colleges' musicals. We're really proud of our cultural program at the college, and we have a strong history of excellence and achievement, which has been established through the dedication of our staff and students.
And Mrs. Book, you're the cultural program leader of the college. What exactly does your role involve?
So I am so excited to be the cultural program leader at the college. I've been in this role for almost 2 years, and I'm so passionate about offering these programs up to our students. So I get to, I guess, facilitate these programs, bringing in a range of external and internal staff to really make our students, I guess, passionate about the arts as I am.
Yeah, so Holly, the St. Mary's College musicals are renowned within the Ipswich community. Can you tell us a little bit about the productions and about your experience in the musicals?
Yep, so at St. Mary's College, we are very well known for our combined colleges musicals with St. Edmunds, where we actually take turns hosting them each year. So our audition process starts in around March or April, where we then spend 4 months rehearsing. We then are very excited to be able to spend a week at the Civic Centre, where we get to experience the amazing sets and costuming. We get to use the professional lighting team over there, as well as we have an incredible band made up of students and staff. So we then do 5 performances, where we have 2 matinees and 3 nighttime performances. And yeah, it's really exciting, and it really gets us a chance to get up on the stage and do what we love.
We are really excited to make sure that we offer a wide variety of musicals. So some of the musicals that Holly and Amy have been involved in have been Matilda, which was last year. We had fully sold out shows. Amy was actually our Matilda for the show, which was very exciting. And Holly was also involved in Hairspray 3 years ago. So we have some really awesome opportunities available to our students.
And something that caught my attention was the Phoenix Dance Challenge. What exactly is that? And it sounds like something specifically made for Phoenix Radio. Can you give us more info on what that is?
Yes, so we actually have 3 dance troupes at the college. So we have the introductory dance troupe, the showcase dance troupe, and the open dance troupe. Our open dance troupe is our main performance team, full of experienced dancers. So due to the circumstances of this year, we weren't able to go and compete at our usual Estedfords. So Ipswich State High School decided to host an online dance competition where we were able to film our routines and send them in and compete. This just gave us the opportunity to get into our costumes, do our hair and makeup, just get on stage and perform again.
That sounds so cool, Holly. So in 2019, the Culture Department introduced the Journalism and Media team. Mrs. Fook, can you tell us what this group of students do?
So the Journalism and Media team, headed up by the wonderful Miss Erin Gower, basically is involved in nearly every aspect of the college, which is really exciting. They do things from photography and videography at college events. They're also putting out initiatives into the community, particularly during our online learning, about how to film yourself, how to make any tutorials and those kind of things. They're also creating at the moment our Mercy Minute, which is our college magazine that we're hoping to publish twice a year starting from next year. So the journalism and media team are, I guess, across everything at the college, and it's really exciting to get our students involved, to really showcase to the Ipswich community all the awesome stuff that is happening at St. Mary's.
So for me, due to online learning, I wanted to find a way to connect with the cultural programs while at home, so I joined the debating team. Mrs. Book, how has St. Mary's made the arts more accessible to students during COVID? What programs have you introduced during 2020?
So we had a number of different initiatives that we introduced in 2020, and we also expanded on our current offering. So for the dance troupes, we were able to do some tutorials from home. We also had our students film themselves, some choreography pieces that they did, and we compiled it together to make a really fantastic video about dancing together even when apart. Our journalism and media team were probably our most active program during our online learning period. They kept us informed of what was going on at the college. They gave us some study tips and to how to stay positive when we're not at school and seeing our friends every day. We were also able to continue training for things like the debating team, even online. So we were able to really expand our programs even during online learning.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today, and hope all goes well for the cultural program here at St. Mary's.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so let's hear it for these 2 guests here. And thank you, Amy, as well, for coming on. Lovely to have you on.
Thank you so much for having
me. And once again, round of applause for Amy. We will be back. Coming up next will be an interview about the sports program at St. Mary's. And you're listening to the USQ Goes Back to School on Phoenix Radio, live from St. Mary's College, Ipswich. We'll be right back after Sia.
That was Together by Sia. You're listening to USQ Goes Back to School, coming to you live from St. Mary's College, Ipswich. I am your host, Jack, and I'm joined by Year 8 student Josie from this very school. Say hello, Josie.
Hi.
Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to?
What do we think of St. Mary's?
She's all right.
One more for the people at home.
What do we think of St. Mary's?
She's all right.
All right. That brings up our topic that we're going to be talking about right now, because together me and Josie are going to be diving right into the sports curriculum and activities offered at St. Mary's College, Ipswich. And to help us understand a little more about them, we are joined by the sports program leader, Miss Antonio Economos. And we are also joined by sports student representative Rachel and sport captain Lucy. How are you all doing today?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Antonio, as the sport program leader at the college, you are certainly the best person to talk to about the wide range of sports on offer at St. Mary's College. Could you give us a bit of an idea of the sporting opportunities available for students at St. Mary's?
Yeah, here at St. Mary's, we offer a wide variety of sports, ranging from touch football, yep, futsal, soccer, AFL, NRL, hockey, netball, just to name a few. And we've also, we do running club, we offer the gym as well, sport aerobics. Basically, whatever the girls like, we look into it. And we cover sport all year round, so pretty much term one, two and three. Then there's also the district sport and national sport as well. So it certainly keeps us busy. We also do inter-house carnivals, so swimming, athletics, cross-country. Inter-school carnivals of swimming, athletics and cross-country. So, the girls are certainly kept busy after school and during school during the first three terms of the year.
Wow, this seems like there's something for everyone here in this sport. There are so many opportunities to get involved. I've heard from a little birdie that you are the three-time national aerobic champions. Can you tell us a little bit more about sport aerobics?
Yeah, sport aerobics here at the college started in 2017, where we had to send in a video entry and the girls won. So it was one team back then. Then in the last 3 years, we've had 2 to 3 teams, and last year we were national champions for two teams, and then also state champions as well. So we've got our state championships coming up tomorrow.
Yep.
We've got 3 teams, so it's definitely a growing sport here at the college.
Yep.
And Ms. Economos, what are some of St. Mary's College sporting highlights?
There's quite a few highlights, actually. Just the participation, Josie, the fact that the girls get involved. Also proud of our 100% participation at cross country. We also do quite well at swimming. So in our Catholic schoolgirls, we've come second and third respectively. Cross country this year, third. But just the participation from the girls, and also just the friendships they make across different year levels, and the rapport they build with staff as well. So it's just the participation and girls getting involved.
Now, Rachel and Lucy, what sports are you most passionate here at the college?
Well, I'm a netball enthusiast, and I've been playing netball for 5 years at the college, and recently, like past 2 years, I've been in the school's quizzing team, which is a statewide competition against schools in Queensland. And I've also been doing swimming six years.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been at the CASA Swimming Carnival, which we've been coming in the top three for most years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for me, hockey is definitely one of my most passionate sports. I've been playing since I can remember, really. And the school is definitely, since grade 7, they've put the sport on. And it's a way for me to just have fun and hang out with my friends and stuff as well. Cross country has also, I've enjoyed that very much since grade 7. It's kept my fitness up, and it's definitely a sport to just go for and always have that competitive drive in me with it.
And what do you think of the benefits of doing extracurricular sporting activities?
Oh, well, I think obviously building relationships with the students and the teachers, especially students across all different year levels, and getting along with the teachers, building that a stronger connection, I think is very important.
And also good mental health and physical health as well. We've always got to, with extra, the subjects, always a way going to sport is just a way that I can feel like healthy and anything really going to.
That's awesome. Thank you all for joining us here. And another big thank you to Josie and all the students who have helped us here today in the host position. You've certainly given us an insider's look into St Mary's College, helping Joe and myself each segment of today's event. And a big thank you to St Mary's College Ipswich for hosting us today. Thank you so much. And enrolments are now open at this school for 2021, 2022 and 2023. So if you want to find out more, please go to stmarys.qld.edu.au to learn more. You've been listening to USQ Goes Back to School live from St Mary's College. We're going to end today's show with another song performed by the St Mary's Show Choir. Here are they performing Mr Sandman. You're listening to phoenixradio.com.au, the voice of Springfield.
Stupid Cupid, since a kiss is love and lips of wine. Stupid Cupid, think that Bob High-achieving Year 12 students who put the University of Southern Queensland first on their QTAC application could become rewarded. Automatic scholarships up to $29,000 are on offer. Make USQ your first choice and join the number one university in Australia for graduate starting salary. Visit usq.edu.au/becomerewarded for more details.